Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Meseches Erevin, the 229th daf in Shas. Today's daf is easier and possibly even more significant than daf Tes and daf Yud, which were quite difficult. What we will discuss, Bezras Hashem, on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, is some important halachos about a Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara will then go on to discuss some more halachos of pirtzos, gaps in a building, walls around an enclosed Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara will then talk about Tzuras HaPesach min Hatzad. The Gemara will apply the halachos of Tzuras HaPesach as well to Klayim. And then the Gemara will discuss the halachos of Tzuras HaPesach as it pertains to mezuzah, and we learn halachos out from Ervin, from mezuzah, and discussion of mezuzah. And then there's a new Mishnah about further hechsher of the mavui, which goes into daf Yud Beis. Says the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Beis, let's go on to the next part of the Mishnah. Im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if there is a tzuras ha-pesach, afal pi shirocha me'eser eino tzarech lema'et. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, if there's a Tzuras HaPesach, so then in such a case, even if the gap is larger than 10 Tfachim, it's going to be acceptable, we learned in the Mishnah. Analyzes the Gemara. Ashkecha Tzuras HaPesach de Mahani Berachva. We learned in regards to Tzuras HaPesach that it works if there's a gap larger than 10 Amos. Also, we learned earlier in the Sugya, all the way back to the beginning of the Meseches, on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis going to Gimel Amud Aleph, that an Amaltera will also allow for a Korah to be above 20 Amos because it catches the attention of the eye. The Amaltera de Mahanya Begova. Ipchamai, what would be the halacha in the opposite direction? In other words, would a Tzuras HaPesach work if it was higher than 20 Amos? Tashma the Gemara solves the Shaila. The Sanya we learned in a Brisa Mavui Shigavoy Meser Mama Yimayit. If you have a Mavui that is higher than 20 Amos, oh, this case it means that the Korah is 20 above 20 Amos. You lower it. Vim Yeshlo Tzuras HaPesach Ein Tzarech Lemayit. But if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, then you don't need to lower it down. The Gemara continues Amalsura Berachova Mai. What would be about putting this Amaltera in the Rochev, in the width of the Mavui, if the Mavui is larger than 10 Amos, to make it kosher to be able to carry, even though it's wider than 10, if there is an Amaltera on a Korah, which is in a Mavui, which is larger than 10 Amos? The crux of the Shaila is whether an Amaltera could create a Shem Pesach a more than Eser, which normally cannot. This is the explanation of the Gaon Yaakov. Ashma, come in here, we'll bring a proof. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Mavli Shigavoy Me'eser Mama Yimayit. If you have a Mavli that's higher than 20 Amos, then you have to make it shorter. V'harechev Me'eser. If it's more than 10 wide, you might. You have to make it narrower as well. V'im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if it has a tzuras ha-pesach, this we already learned, eino tzarech lemayit, you do not need to make it less than 10 amos. Even more than 10 amos with tzuras ha-pesach would be acceptable. V'im yesh lo amaltera, eino tzarech lemayit. And also if it has a maltera, you don't need to be mamayit. Mai lava seifa, must be that we're talking about the seifa, that the seifa tells us, the Amaltera tells us that even the case of the Seifa, that if it's more than 10, Amaltera makes the Mavli acceptable. Answers the Gemara, Loya Reisha, we're going back on the Reisha. Masni Le Rav Yehuda Lechia Barav Kamei De Rav. Eina Tzarech Lemayit. He said that Amaltera does not require Miut. In other words, it has a Shem Pesach once there is Amaltera, even if it's more than 10. Amalei Asanyu Tzarech Lemayit. Lechia Barav responded to Rav Yehuda that you do need to be memayit even if it has an amaltera. Rav, who heard this whole discussion, Asniye, he responded tzarech lemayit, that one needs to be memayit, that it would not be acceptable if it is
more than 10 amos, even with a Tzuras HaPesach. Amar Rav Yosef, and Divrei Rabbeinu Nilmad, from the words of Rav we learn, Chotzer Sherubo Psachim V'Chalonos, if you have a Chotzer that has many openings and windows, Ein Ani Teres B'Tzuras HaPesach, one is not allowed to carry inside with a Tzuras HaPesach. My Taimel, Hoyol V'Yosef Me'eser Osur. Since there's gaps, there are more than 10, it's Osur B'Mavui. Since something more than 10 Amis is Osur B'Mavui, A, so if you have 10 amos, there's a problem in a mavui. And uparitz meruba ala oimed oiser bechatzer. And if there's a majority of open space over standing space oiser bechatzer, it causes that one is not able to carry in a chatzer as well. Ma yoiser measer oiser mavui enim niter b'tzuras haPesach. Just like when it comes to a gap that's larger than 10 in a mavui, tzuras haPesach is not matir as Rav taught us. Af parts meruba la'oimid oiser bechatzer enim niter b'tzuras haPesach. So too, if you have parts meruba la'oimid, then you can't fix it with a tzuras haPesach. So what we're learning is a new and very important halacha, and that is that according to Rav, more than 10 cannot be fixed with tzuras haPesach, as well as oimim meruba la parts can also not be fixed with a tzuras haPesach. Asks the Gemara, maybe there's no raya that when it comes to the chotzer will be more machmir and not allow, excuse me, less machmir and allow for the tzuras haPesach to be matir through a tzuras haPesach, the case of paritz meruba la'omed, because Yeser me eser by mavui has a greater chumra. Mali yoser me eser or iser me mavui sheken lo hitarta by eitzel pasi berois the Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, when it comes to pasi berois that we spoke about yesterday, where you have these poles that shape a square, the Chazal said that we could be makel on for the olei regolim to allow to have the animal to drink. So there, Rabbi Meir says the only time we have the heter is if there is no gap that's greater than 10 amos, because there is a cow within every 10 amos. Toimer beparitz meruba ala omed haoser bechotzer shekein hitarta eitzel pasi beros ledivrei hakol. When it comes to yeser meyeser, Rabbi Meir is machmir even by pasi beros. However, no one is machmir by paritz meruba ala omed. So therefore, when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach, maybe a Tzuras HaPesach will not allow you to be matir yosem yeser by a mavui, but maybe a Tzuras HaPesach would allow to be matir ha'oimed, even if the parutz is meruba al ha'oimed. The Gemara now attempts to prove that Rav Yosef's explanation to Rav is correct. Lema misayele, I'll bring you a raya. Defanes halalu. These walls, sherubam psachim v'chalonos, that are majority gapped with windows and doors, mutter, it's going to be permissible to carry. Ubavad shiyehe omed meruba laparts. At the end of the day, though, you need to have a majority of closed wall to open areas. Sheruban sal kedaitach. What does it mean? Sheruban el ema sheriba behem psachim v'chalonos. That there was more. Now these Pesachim and Chalonos still had Tzuras HaPesachs, but nevertheless, the halacha is that you cannot use that. El Eima Sharib Baba, and they opened up Pesachim and Chalonos, Umbilvache, Omen Murubala Parts. Only way you'll be able to carry is if there's Omen Murubala Parts, and the Tzuras HaPesach will not be matir. Rav Kahana rejects Israel. Amar Rav Kahana, Kitanya hi bepischi shimoi. When do we learn this? In regards to Pischi Shimoi. Only in case of Pischi Shimoi will there be a problem when you have Paritz Meruba Ala Oimet. My Pischi Shimoi, Pligi Bar Rav Ruchumi Vrav Yosef, Charam Deleslo Shkofi, Charam Deleslo Tikra. Some say that's missing the Shikfi, the Mashkov. The Mashkov is the doorpost. And one says it's missing the crossbeam of the door. The Tikra is going to be missing. The meaning of the word Shimoi, there are different explanations. If you take a look at the diagram, it is a battered doorway without a form, without a Tzuras HaPesach. Rashi explains it comes from the word Shimoi, comes from the word Shomimim. It's desolate, in other words, destroyed. Another suggestion Rashi gives is the expression Zakin Ashmai, an elderly person who is battered, who's not a Baal Madrega. While Tosfos learns from Rabbeinu Chananel, that's actually referring to us in Eretz Yisrael who don't live as well materially as those in Chutz La'aretz. And the Shimoi refers to B'nai Shem, and our doorways are not as developed as they are in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara adds that this is not only the position of Rav, who says that Tzuris HaPesach will not be matir greater than 10 Amos. Rabbi Yochanan Savar L'Alohad Rav. Rabbi Yochanan also holds this way. The Amar Ravim Bar Avodah, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Maisa Ba'adam Echad, Mi Birkas Bas Charoson. There was a person in the valley of Charoson, Shenotz Dal Kandusim Barbe Pinos Asada, that he created four bars, in other words, a square, each one of them being a Tzuris HaPesach, on the four corners of his field, Barba Pinas Asada, Umatach Zmora Lem, and he hung a vine atop of it. Uba Maislofne Chacham Vetirolo Inyin Klaim. And the Chacham said that it works for Klaim, in other words, that he'll be able to plant on the other side of the vineyard, on the other side of that Tzuris HaPesach, he'll be able to plant vegetables. This is a Mishnah in Klaim that is quoted as well in Bava Basra, and that is that if there is a geder between the vine and the vegetables, one is going to be able to carry over there. Just like for Klaim, that is enough to create the heter, so too in regards to Shabbos as well, then that would be enough to be considered a matir. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar leKlayim etiru lo leInyan Shabbos lo etiru lo. He said that it works for Klayim, but it's not going to work for Shabbos. The Gemara analyzes what's behind this machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Mayaskin ilema min hatsad. If we're talking about that, he put the vines on top of a Tzuris HaPesach, which was in the middle of the posts. In other words, take a look at the diagram where you have the vertical lechayayim and the korah, instead of sitting on the top of the two lechayayim, like we have a string that sits on top of the two lechayayim, he puts the korah in the middle. That's called a tzuris ha-pesach min atzad. V'amar of chizda, tzuris ha-pesach shosal min atzad, lo osav lo klum. If you make a tzuris ha-pesach on the side, it's absolutely nothing. El al gabon, you have to say that what we're talking about was that he put the tzuris ha-pesach on top. If that would be so then why would Rabbi Yochanan not say that? It's acceptable for Shabbos. What's the problem in regards to Shabbos? Ubemai, ilema be'aser. If we're talking about it's up until 10, b'holim, Rabbi Yochanan, b'Shabbos loy? What's the reason Rabbi Yochanan said that by Shabbos it's not acceptable? Classic case, of course, of a Tzuris HaPesach is to be matur on Shabbos. El alav, b'yeser me'aser. Must be that it's more than 10. And here we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Tzuris HaPesach will be matir only up to 10. Says the Gemara, that might not be a conclusive proof. You could say that we're talking about up until 10. If it's up until 10, everybody agrees that Tzuris HaPesach works. Uminatzad, and we're talking about the Tzuris HaPesach in the middle. Umidu Rav Chizda Kamiflagi. And the Machlokes revolves around the Shita of Rav Chizda, whether Tzuris HaPesach Minatzad is going to be acceptable. After we distinguished between the positions of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, that Reish Lakish said that whatever works is a mechitza for Klayim will work for Shabbos, while Rabbi Yochanan says that whatever works for Klayim does not work for Shabbos, the Gemara asks three lines from the bottom, a stira within Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish to Reish Lakish. Bezer Hashem, up until now you heard the sounds of the Beis Medrash, Kilas Yaakov, as I recorded during the Bein Hazmanim. Now I'm learning outside, around the flowers of Ramat Beit Shemesh in a beautiful, cool spring day. And the noise in the background you might hear is the construction of a Talmud Torah not far from our house, as well as the birds. The Gemara says, "V'rami de Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Yochanan, v'rami de Reish Lakish ad Reish Lakish." We have a stira between Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yochanan, and a stira between Reish Lakish to Reish Lakish. Damar Reish Lakish Barushum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. Reish Lakish said the name Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. Muteres le'inyin klayim. That the halacha is
that if you have a peyah, it's mutter le'inyin klayim. Rashi explains that a peyah is a case in which an individual hung a vine from one lechi to another lechi, that serves as a, by hanging that vine, that serves as creating a tzuras ha-pesach, that there is a break between that and the other side. Avolot l'Shabbos. But for Shabbos, that is not going to be acceptable to create a tzuras ha-pesach. So here, according to Reish Lakish, we have the exact opposite. We have this peah, the vine, that's hanging over that we say is not acceptable. However, when it comes to the tzuras ha-pesach for klayim, it would be acceptable. Normally, we had learned the exact opposite according to Reish Lakish. Whatever works for klayim also works for Shabbos. That's stira within Reish Lakish. Rashi explains that the word peah is used because the word peah is the Hebrew word for shetel, as we find in the Gemara in Shabbos, which hangs down. So this mora is being hung from the top and hangs down. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says the exact opposite. Kemechitzas l'Shabbos, delo kach. Mechitzas l'kayim, delo. Just like it's not acceptable for Shabbos, so too it's not going to be acceptable for klayim. Here we have Rabbi Yochanan, who's saying that whatever is the rule by Shabbos, we apply to Kayim. And we learned earlier in Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, the opposite. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishlam, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, Leikasha, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbi. You could answer that the later halacha that we had learned, that according to Reish Lakish, it's not going to work for Shabbos, that's going according to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Bereb Chanina. However, he doesn't hold this way. Elder Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to be a difficulty. If you're going to say that over there we're talking about where the Tzuras HaPesach was above, and over here when it came to the Peah, when he put the Anaf down, so there Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav Chisda that says Tzuras HaPesach min Atzad is not considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. But if you're going to say even the case where Rabbi Yochanan found it acceptable, even if the Tzuras HaPesach is not min Atzad, even if the Tzuras HaPesach, is min Atzad, like those who disagreed with Rav Chisda, then why is it that sometimes we say whatever goes for Shabbos goes for Klayim? Yeah, in other cases, we differentiate between Klayim and Shabbos. Lo'olam idvi min hatzad. Really, both are min hatzad. Hasam, over there where Rabbi Yochanan said that it worked for Klayim, be'eser. We were talking about Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad, which was 10 amos. Hacha be'yosem yeser. But here, where it's Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad, yesem yeser, it doesn't work for Shabbos, just like it doesn't work for Klayim. Uminot Timra, and how do we know the Shanilen Bein Eser Liyosem Yeser, that there's a difference between whether it's 10 or more than 10? The Gemara recounts that we know that there's a difference between 10 and more than 10 because Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Lo Kacha Yemaisa, Shalach Rabbi Yeshua Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Wasn't there a story where Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Lomot Torah, Afal Pisha Baki Behilchas Klayim, even though he was a Baki in Hilchas Klayim, nevertheless, Rabbi Yoshua still went to learn from Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Umatzah Shiyoshe ben Ilanos, and he found him sitting between trees, Umetach Zmora Me'ilan Me'ilan, and there was a vine that was hanging from one tree to the next. Va'amalo Rabbi, Va'amalo, and Rabbi Yoshua asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Rabbi, Igafanim Kan, if these are vines, Ma'u Lizroa Kan, are you allowed to plant over here? Amalei, he said to him, Be'eser mutter. If it's 10, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because you have the two trees that serve as the lechayayim, and you have the vine that serves as a tzuras ha-pesach to break between the vines and the vegetables. And if it's a tzuras ha-pesach that's less than 10 or less, then it's going to be okay. Be'oser be'eser, if it's more than 10, osur. Now, that was what we know Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri taught Rabbi Yehoshua. B'mayaskin, now what exactly was the nature of this Tzuras HaPesach? Ilei mal gabon, if the vine was above the tula chayayin, yoser mi eser osur. If it's more than 10, it's osur. V'atanya, hayusham
didn't we learn in Tosefta in Klayim? Hayasham kana hadukran vasalem peyamil malafil yoser me eser mutter, that even if it's above 10, it will be acceptable. Elo mav minat sad. We see that it's from etzad. We see from here that if you have minat sad less 10 or less, so then in such a case, such a tzuras ha-pesach would be matir when it comes to klayim. It is quoted in the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Rambam in Hilchos Klayim that the simple reading from our Gemara is that we would say that a tzuras ha-pesach minat sad up until 10 would be acceptable. However, the Rambam in Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin, paskins that it is not acceptable in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's why, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the same would be in Hilchos Klayim as well, that a Tzuras HaPesach Min Hatzad would not be acceptable. So even though our sugya seems to suggest that it would, nevertheless, for some reason, the Rambam left it out, and therefore, according to the maskon of our sugya, the halachos of Klayim and the halachos of Shabbos go together, and if the Rambam is machmir on Shabbos, the Rambam will be machmir on Klayim as well, and therefore, Tzuras HaPesach Shasom Min Hatzad, la halacha, we follow the opinion of Rav Chisda. The Gemara then continues with this opinion of Rav Chisda. Gufam Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach Shasom Min Hatzad, lo asa velo klum. It's nothing. Rav Chisda also taught us another halacha. Another halacha that Tzuras HaPesach Sha'amru Tzricha Shetei Bria, the Tzuras HaPesach needs to be strong, Kidei Lahamad Ba Delas, that you're able to put up a door against it. Vafilu Delas Shelkashin, and even a door that's straw. In other words, if it's not able to hold a metal door, but it's able to hold a straw door, it will be acceptable. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha Heker, Tzir. It needs a heker. Now, a tzir generally means a bracket for a door, and we'll see how the Gemara is going to explain it. So it also needs literally a bracket. My heker tzir, what does that mean, asks the Gemara. Amar Rav Avya Avkosa. Rav Avya explained it means a hole, that it needs to have a hole in it that a door would be able to put inside. Ashkechinu Rav Acha Breider Rav Avya, Talmid Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avya, found the Talmid Rav Ashi. Amar Luhu, Amar Mar Midi, B'Tzuras HaPesach. Did he tell you anything about the halachas of Tzuras HaPesach? Amar Leh Lo Amar V'lo Klum. In other words, he didn't say that it needs anything. Be'ezer Hashem, in the halacha from the daily daf, we will discuss what does that mean. Lo amar velo kum. Does it mean that you don't need anything? Did he reject part of it? Was he rejecting the other requirements above? This Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss the requirements of the sturdiness of the Tzuras HaPesach, as well as its capability to hold a door. The Gemara continues to describe the Tzuras HaPesach. Tana Tzuras HaPesach Shamru Kana Mikan VeKana Mikan VeKana Al Gabeyan. The Gemara now asks, Tzrichin Loga O Ein Tzrichin Loga. The Kana Al Gabeyan, does it need to touch the Lechayayim, the Kana, or not? Rav Nachman Omar Ein Tzrichin Loga. Rav Nachman says it does not need to touch. Rav Sheshes Omar Tzrichin Liga. Rav Sheshes says it does need to touch. Azar Rav Nachman VeAvid Uvda Beirish Kalusa Kishmaitse. Rav Nachman put up a Tzuras HaPesach where the Kanal Gabem, what we call today the string, was not touching. Amalei Rav Sheshes Lishmait Shmaye. Rav Sheshes said to his Shamish, Rav Godop, that was his name, Zil Shlov Shadinu, take it down. Why? He held that was a problem, because he held that the Konamikan needs to touch. Azul Shalov Shadinu. Rav Goda did what his Rebbe said, and he took it down. Ashkechu devei reish gelusa chavshua. The reish gelusa put him in contempt. He sent him, Rav Goda, into prison for defacing the property of the reish gelusa. Other Rav Sheshes come above him. Rav Sheshes got up, and he went to the opening. Bava, of course, is the gate. Here it means the gate of the prison. Amalei gdapok. He said, Gedah, come out of the prison, Nafak Vasa, and he walked out. Wow, that was an easy, prison break. Now the Gemara describes how Rav Sheshes, in his honesty, realized that he made a mistake in a beautiful but complicated sugya in Maseches Yuma about mezuzah. Not too complicated, but we have to use the diagram and halt cup, as they say in Yiddish. Ashkeche Rav Sheshes, the rabbi bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes found Rabbi, the son of Shmuel. Amalei tani mar midi b'tzuras ha-pesach. Teach me something. Did you learn something about Tzuras ha-pesach? Amalei in. I did learn something. Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah, in Yuma. Kippa, if you have an archway. Rabbi Meir mechayiv mezuzah v'chacham in poitrin. Rabbi Meir says that you're chayiv in mezuzah for an archway, and the chacham say not. Now let's not jump the gun and decide all the archways of the old city of Jerusalem and the old city of Tzfat. Beforehand, let's get clear exactly what type of archways we're discussing. Vishavin and all agree, both the Chacham and Rabbi Meir, she'im yesh baraglea asara, that if it has on its sides legs of 10, Rashi explains that that means that before it begins to arch, there is 10 tfachim worth of height before the arch, shechayevus. Then the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Meir that you're going to be chayev. Rabbi Meir's chiddush is that even if it doesn't have 10, you're still going to be chayev as well, because you include, according to Rabbi Meir, the archway, as Be'ezer Hashem will discuss when we learn the sugya in Maseches Yuma. Amar Abaye, hakol modim im gevoa asara ve'em baragleha shlosha. Abaye understands. Says Abaye, there is another requirement, and that is that if it's 10 tefachim high, it also needs to be 4 tefachim wide, the opening. And if it begins to be less than 4 tefachim wide, less than 3 tefachim from the ground, that's what's called ein baragleha shlosha, then in such a case it's not considered a full Tefach, inami, for Pesach, excuse me. Inami or else, yesh baraglea shlosha. Let's say it's 4 tefachim wide, up until 3 tefachim into the arch. However, ve'ein v'gvoa asara, it's not 10 tefachim high. Or the tip of the arch is not 10 tefachim high, lo klum. Then also, it's nothing. In other words, then even Rabbi Meir agrees that you're not going to be chayiv. Keep ligi. When does the Chacham say your potter? Rameir says yichayiv. B'yeshu v'ragla gimel. It has a 4 tefachim width, at least 3 tefachim up into the wall. The gvoa asara, and the tip is 10 tefachim from the ground, the top of the arch. The ein rechava arba, but the top of the arch is not 4 tefachim wide. It's clearly begins as 4 tefachim wide, but by the time you get up to 10, it's not 4 tefachim wide. But if you drew a line straight up from the bottom of the leg, and you made the arch into a square, so then in such a case, if it would have 4 tefachim, there we have a machloikis. Rabbi Meir savar choikik in lahashlim. Rabbi Meir says, we view the area of the arch as if it's not there, and it's ke'ilu halachically, we cut away, and we say that at the top there is a 10 tefachim high post with a width of 4. You ke'ilu cut it away. V'rabbanan savri ein chalking in lashlim laharba. And the Rabbanan say, no, you don't have 4 on the top, you don't cut it away. What do we see from all of this? Well, we've learned a nuanced machlokis between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham in regards to an archway. But for our sugya, we have a simple proof that the kone al-gabeyem, the top rod that meets the two l'chayayim, does not need to touch. And our proof is from a case in which both the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir say that you're chayiv in mezuzah. If the arch starts 10 tefachim from the ground, and there is a Pesach of 4 all the way up to 10 tefachim, then Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim both agree that you're going to be chayiv, as we saw in the words of that Mishnah in Yuma at the beginning of the line, v'shavin shemyesh b'ragla asara shehi chayeves. Now, in such a case, the top, the spitz, as they say in Yiddish, the point of the arch all the way on top
is not touching the halachic lechayayim. Nevertheless, we say that we're chokik lahashmi, according to everybody, we view it as if the top is resting onto the walls of ten tefachim before the arch begins, and we view it as connected. What we see from here is it does not need to touch. That is what Rav Sheshes learned from Rabba Bar Shmuel when he taught him the Mishnah of the Yuma, in Yuma. And here, Rav Sheshes, like all Talmidei Chachamim are supposed to be, was intellectually honest. He admitted he was wrong, but at the same time, he had to defend the honor of Torah. He did not want the Reish Galusa to know that he had erred. Amalei imish gachaslu, if you find the Reish Galusa, lo temelu the Reish Galusa v'lo midi. Mihamas nisa de kippa. Don't teach him this halacha from kippa, because that will show that what I did was a mistake, and he will lose his respect for me. At the same time, of course, Rav Sheshes was moda le'emes to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, who didn't have any other mitigating agenda. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Aleph, and now we go to the halacha topic of some of the requirements of Itzuris HaPesach. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Yud Aleph is the requirement of Itzuris HaPesach to be able to serve a door as a doorpost. Our topic starts from reading Pshat in the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. At the two dots on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara lists a few requirements that Rav Chisda gives at the beginning of the line, 11 lines in or so, until wide lines. Rav Chisda gives us a few requirements of Tzuras HaPesach. Number one, Rav Chisda teaches us that Tzuras HaPesach needs to be strong enough to be able to hold a door of straw. Also, Reish Lakish quotes the name of Rav Yanai that a Tzuras HaPesach requires to have a Heker Tzir. If you take a look at the diagrams, a Heker Tzir means, as the Gemara explains in Afkasa, and Rashi tells us that it is a hole in the ground or in the threshold to be able to place a bar that would support a door. Think about our Tzuras HaPesach. Our Tzuras HaPesach is just these two simple wooden pieces with a string going across. How would that hold a door? The answer is that the door would have another bar that was thrust in the ground and it was put through the door, which leaned against the Tzuras HaPesach. And according to Rashi, the definition of Avkasa is a hole in the ground next to the Tzuras HaPesach to be able to hold that door. When was the last time you saw people being machmir on Tzuras HaPesach to have something that would be able to hold the door? Also, do we requirement that the door, is there a requirement that the door be able to stand as a delis shel kashin? According to the Miri as well, the definition of an avkasa is not a hole on the ground next to Tzuras HaPesach, but actually a bracket in the Tzuras HaPesach to be able to support a door. So what is the requirements of the Tzuras HaPesach as it emerges from Pshat in the Gemara? So there is a Machlokis Rishonim, how to read the next line of the Gemara, which will greatly impact our Tzuras HaPesach today. The Gemara then continues and says that Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avya, met Rav Ashi, and he asked him about Hilchot Tzuras HaPesach, if there was taught, any details were taught about it, and he said, Lo Omar v'lo klum. They didn't teach us any halachos. Most Rishonim understand that Rav Ashi was responding to the questions, all of them, or part of them, that we learned above. In other words, do they have these requirements, and lo amar velo klum. On what were both of those expressions, lo amar velo klum, going on? Now, let's see the poskim, and then go back to how the Rajba points out that different Rishonim will read our Gemara. A big surprise. If you take a look in Simin Shin Samach Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, the Tur actually paskins that you need a Hakaras Tzir, which means that in the time of the Tur, they actually either followed the Meiri's position and they put brackets on the side of the Tzuris HaPesach, or they made a hole on the ground to be able to potentially put a door inside. And clearly, if it needs that potential for a door, it as well as the Tor Paskins, the Tzuris HaPesach needs to be strong enough to be able to hold and support Adeles Shelkashin. The Rashba explains that there are many Rishonim who said that we were unsure what Lo Omar Velo Klum means. Since we were unsure what Lo Omar Velo Klum means, was he saying that you don't need to be able to hold Adeles Shelkash, Ravashi? Or was he saying that you don't need Hakaras Tzir? It's a Suffolk. And if since it was a Suffolk, they decided to be Machmir in these two Dinim. One could argue that this Psak is the Psak of the Tur. However, the Beis Yosef tells us something absolutely historically fascinating from Rashi's Erev. We do know something about the great Rashi's Erev. And the Beis Yosef quotes from the Hagos Maimonides. In Perek Tezayin, in Hilcha Shabbos, where he says, Omar Harish, they saw an Erev that had been fixed in the time of Rashi. It's not clear, although, whether Rashi actually gave the Hechsher on the Erev, but it was something that was quite significant to these Rishonim. And they didn't have a Hikir Tzir. Aye, the Gemara. So he said they misunderstood how to read the Gemara. What could be one possible way of understanding how they misunderstood to read the Gemara? There's another way of reading the Gemara, and that is Lo Amar Velo Klum. There was no suffix what Ravashi said was not needed. They had asked him specifically. They understood that Ravashi was specifically describing the halacha of Hekir Tzir, that in regards to the halacha of Hekir Tzir, Lo Omar Velo Klum, there isn't a requirement. This works out beautifully. The Rashba points out, Shalom Al Yisrael, this was not only the tradition, it seems, Agos Maimonides says in Ashkenaz, in Rashi's actual Erev, or at least the Erev from the time of Rashi, but rather the Rif's position as well. Because the Rif paskins that we need to have the Korah al-Gabeyem that needs to be on top of a Lechi, as we had on the top of Yud Aleph Amibes, no pun intended, as well as it needs to be strong enough, L'kabel Dela Shokashin, but he does not require Heker Tzir. Hence, we're ready to go to the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Samach Beis. This is the way we read the Gemara Lahalacha, that the Lo Amar V'lo Klum was going specifically on regards to Heker Tzir. However, you do need a Kabra al-Gabeyem, as well as it needs to be able to hold, the Lechi needs to be able to hold a door of Kash. As the Mechaber Paskins and Simin Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud Aleph, V'mchiber HaKoneh Ha'olion L'Shnei HaKonim O'Le'echa Mehen Min Hatzad Lo Mahani V'tzarech, it goes together, as the Rif Paskin, the two of them together, Shiyu HaKonim Shebetzladim Chazakim L'Kabel Delas Kolshu, that needs to be strong enough to be able to hold a straw door. Afilu shel kash o shel kanim. Even the weakest type of door. Which means that when we're talking about even the lechayayim cannot be made of something that is extremely, extremely flimsy, that in no way would they be able to hold up the lightest form of material. And therefore, of course, they cannot be made of string, and they should be relatively sturdy. They don't need to be able to hold a metal door, but they need to be sturdy. The sturdiness of the Tzuris HaPesach is emphasized. Its requirements are emphasized in the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Samach Beis Sif Katan Samach Vav. Let us start with the Kane that has been the subject of our Gemara. The two Kanes on the side, says the Mishnah Berurah, the osan shebit studim, those on side, sarach lizar shelo yinidem haruach. Aside from being able to hold up a door, they need to be firm enough that they're not going to blow in the wind. Kiven dehem mishu mechitza, since they are considered a mechitza, umechitza sharuach menida lo mikri mechitza, is not considered a mechitza if it moves in the wind. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, a tzuras ha-pesach that's
sides, the boards on the side, would shake significantly in the wind, would be a Tzuras HaPesach that is possible. And as also, we emphasize that from the Shulchan Aruch, it's not emphasized as much in the Mishnah Berurah, because Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, that it needs to be strong enough to be able to hold a basic material that would be made into a doorway. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on to discuss what our Gemara spent less time talking about, and that was how sturdy the Kona Al Gabeyem has to be. He says that there are, according to the Machzis HaShekel, we could be a little bit more lenient on the Kona Al Gabeyem, which today is used as a string, and one would ask, but a string would be likely to blow in the wind. So according to the Machzis HaShekel, he says as long as the string will not be entirely moved by the wind, if it shakes a little, then it is not problematic. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on and says, there are some achronim that are machmir, that just like the kona mishteat stadim should not move in the wind, so too the string al gabehem. And he says, ulididhu, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, b'sha'osana erev al yidei chevel, if it's the top of the erev is being made through string, tzarech lematcho b'chazaka, it has to be tied tort, kedei shelo yinidenu aruach, that it shouldn't shake in the wind. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they quote that the Chazon Ish in Simin Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Vav said that the Achronim here make more sense than the Machzis HaShekel, because if the idea is that if it shakes in the wind automatically, it's not considered a Pesach, so then that applies not only to a Pesach, is not only the two Lechayayim on either side, it's the Kana Al Gabeyem as well. And if it's going to, if shaking in the wind, what the Chazon Ish assumes, is something that would make the identity of the Pesach fall away, then one has to be careful with that string also. Although, there is the Machzis HaShekel, who is Nota Lekula, as well as the position of the Magen Avram, but Lechatchila, one should be careful. There is a very important point that is quoted in the name of the Brisker Rav, and that is that even if the string will move slightly in the wind, and according to many poskim, it would be okay, as we saw, nevertheless, if the string would move to the point that it would jut out and no longer be perpendicular, directly perpendicular to the Kana Al Gabeyem, then that is going to be possible as an Eruv. And therefore, the Brisker Rav suggested that the Kana on the two sides, the Lechayayim, it is appropriate that it should be quite wide. And therefore, even if the string is going to move a little, and we could rely, B'Shas HaDchak, on the Magen Avram and the Machzis HaShekel, but there's no B'dievid situation if the string moves to the point that it is no longer above the wooden kana on the two sides, the chayim on two sides. If you make, however, the wooden kana wider, where you have, let's say, a nail sitting in a kana which is 2 inches wide, so then the string will have an inch in either direction to move. However, if the kana is very small, so then you've got two problems. Number one, our problem that we start out with based on our Gemara, that is, it needs to be strong enough to be able to hold a light door. The thinner it is, the weaker, of course, it would be. And number two is that we want to give, as the Brisker Rav pointed out, we want to give the string a little bit of leeway to be able to move, b'shas hadchak, yet not jut out from the kana tachtav, because then the Tzuras HaPesach would be possible. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Yud Aleph.